Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Ayin Aleph, mitzvah 371, as we return after our Hanukkah break, and we are up to the fourth out of five mitzvos that relate to the Isser of a Nazir drinking wine or wine-related products. If you remember, we started off with the Isser of Shin Samaches, of the Nazir drinking, the Isser of drinking wine, the Isser of eating grapes, the Isser of eating raisins. That's what we discussed last time. We spoke all about the different brachas on raisins and raisinettes, and if you make a Bari Priya Eitz on wine, v'chulu, that was Shin Ayin, and now we're up to the last two, and that is, number one, Shin Ayin Aleph, today's Isser, Shelo Yochal HaNazir Zera Anavim, the Nazir is not allowed to eat seeds of grapes, a separate Isser Daraisa, and Shin Ayin Beis, but the next one will be the Isser of a Nazir eating the peels of grapes. Then we'll get into the hair and the Tumah, Isurim, and we'd even get to the mitzvah Aseh of Nazir, which is all the way at the end, the last one, when we talk about whether a Nazir is a good thing or a bad thing, as we will see in the Machlokas Rishonim. But anyway, but today's Isser is Perek Vav. Again, the Pasuk says, Kol Yemei Nizro, start from the previous Pasuk, Miyayin V'Sheicha Yazir, from wine and any intoxicating beverage, chometz yain v'chometz shechar lo yishte, anything that comes from wine, v'chol mishras anavim lo yishte, any type of mixture with grapes in it, v'anavim lachem viveshim lo yochel, grapes and raisins. Kol yimei nizro, mikol sheyasa migefen hayayin, all the maize of his nazirus, from anything that comes out of a grape. Here are the two isurim now. Mechartzanim v'ad zog lo yochel. From chartzanim to zog. So that's not such an easy phrase to translate. What are chartzanim? What are zog? So that's what Rashi tells us. Chartzanim, hem hagarinim. Chartzanim are the seeds. Zog, hem klipos shebachutz, shemi bachutz. That's the outer peel. Shachartzanim betochan ki invil bazug. The chartzanim are inside like a clapper hanging inside of a bell. That is the, it's a machlokas in the Gemara, what exactly each one is, but Rashi holds that chartzanim are seeds, and zog are the peels. That's today's Isser, shelo yochal hanazir zera anavim. Even the seeds are asr. Shelo yochal hanazir, says the chinuch, zera ha'anavim, shene'emar, Mechartzanim v'chulu lo yochel. They cannot eat anything. Kol inyan b'mitzvah kodem b'mitzvah kodmos. This mitzvah, the messages are similar to what we said earlier about the wine problems. V'machal mei kezayis spoken. If somebody eats a kezayis from the wine seed, from the grape seeds, one is chayiv malchus. Again, the idea of seeds, that comes up in many areas of halacha. I just mentioned two, and then we'll broaden it to talk about another major issue regarding wine, and that is, seeds come up in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos in two areas. Number one, borer. Number two, muksa. First of all, borer. What if I have a grape that has seeds in it, and I don't like the seeds? So I want to take the seeds out. What are the seeds out? So now, Baruch Hashem, nowadays we live seedless grapes. Baruch Hashem, we live in an amazing generation. Seedless grape, seedless watermelon, right? It not only solves, it's good for people who don't like seeds, but it's good for Hilchos Shabbos as well. That, by the way, the Shmir Shabbos is the reason why we have gefilte fish. Because of borer issues, because of issues of separating the bones and the fish. That's why we have a concept called gefilte fish. That's where it came from. Because of Hilchos borer. But that's also partially, you know, why people are so popular to have seedless watermelon, seedless grapes. But a grape, so what do? What if I want to give a grape to a child? So I can't just take out the seed. So first of all, I have to cut it up because it's dangerous. What if I cut it up and then I want to take the seed out? So that's borer. It's a problem of borer because that's psoles mitoch ochel. That's the bad from the good. So what I would have to do is to remove the good part and kind of leave the seed, which is kind of difficult to do because how do you know which one you're taking from what? So the easiest way, if one wants to remove a seed in order to feed it to a child, or let's say myself, let's say I want to eat a grape, I don't like the seed. So the best thing to do is for me to eat the grape and then just spit out the seed. There's no borer inside one's mouth. There are no malachas that one can do inside one's mouth. The liquid saliva that goes onto the food, that's not the malacha of lush, kneading. When I grind up food in my mouth, that's not the malacha of tochein, grinding. Right? We can't do a malacha in our, and I'm not cleaning the food also by the liquid. No malacha in the mouth. So that's why it's 100% mutter to eat something and then take the seed, spit out the seed, take the seed out of my mouth. That's not borer. But if I want to take the seed out beforehand, so then, one has to, the best thing to do is to take a little good with the bad. Take a little of the grape itself, not just the seed, and in that way one will not violate borer. Again, seeds for every type of fruit and vegetable that have seeds, it's a different discussion. For a watermelon and for a cantaloupe, it's a different discussion for borer. By a cantaloupe, the seeds are in their own sac in the middle. So that's a different borer situation than in a watermelon, for example, where the seeds are interspersed into the flesh of the watermelon itself. And a grape, obviously, is different also because there's the seed right in the middle. We're going to try to focus on the grape seeds because that's what today's mitzvah is about. If you look in the Art Scroll Muksa book, it has a very nice summary of every type of fruit and vegetable, seeds, and shells and peels regarding the other area of halacha where seeds come up, and that is the issue of muksa. Assuming that seeds are inedible and nobody eats them, so what do I do with the seeds after I spit them out on my table? Right? Whatever it is, watermelons, grapes, v'chulu. So the issue is, are they edible or not? So our mitzvah proves that grape seeds are edible. Because there wouldn't be a mitzvah an usher can't eat garbage. Of course he can't eat, but it's not edible. The fact that grape seeds are usher proves to me that seeds are edible, and therefore there's no issue of muksa when it comes to grape seeds. Even if I myself don't want to eat them, but there's no issue of muksa. Just like any type of food that I don't like. It's not muksa, somebody else will eat it, even if I don't want to eat it. So that is why it's not a problem. Other seeds or pits of other foods could be more of a problem if they're really inedible. Any type of pit or seed that still has flesh of the fruit on it, that is for sure okay, because it still has edible material on it. But if it's a type of seed or fruit, a seed or a pit that is totally inedible, for example, says the, he quotes here, peaches and plums. Pits, peach and plum pits are muksa machmas gufo. However, if there's some fruit on the pit, it's not muksa, as we said. Lemon peels and pits. Grape pits are not muksa, because some individuals eat grapes with their pits. Our mitzvah proves it. Pits or seeds. And it goes through every one. Pears and dates and grapefruits and oranges, v'chulu. But the issue is, if it is edible, then it is not muksa. If it would be muksa, so then what do? So then you still have the heter to move it off your table, based on a heter called graf shel rei. Right, if there is something disgusting in my way, in my house on Shabbos, then Chazal said I'm allowed to remove it because it's ruining my own Shabbos. For example, a dirty diaper. After I change a baby, and now I have a diaper on the floor of the living room, so I'm not allowed to move it? It's useless. It's muksa. The answer is that's called graf shel rei, the heter, and therefore you're allowed to put it into your garbage. If the garbage is overflowing in the kitchen, I'm allowed to take that out to the garbage can outside. Why? Because that's the heter of graf shel rei. So it's the same thing on my table, when I'm clearing the table. And what if there are chicken bones and seeds and pits that are all muksa? So that is the heter of graf shel rei, and therefore one is allowed to move them. So regarding seeds, today's mitzvah, it comes up in two areas in Hilchos Shabbos, in the halachas of borer, and in the halachas of muksa. One has to be wary of those two issues. The other issue to talk about, once we're talking about issues of wine and the like, is an issue which is not a separate issur, so that's why we got to talk about it now, and that is the issue of Yayin Nesach and Stam Yenam, and all the halachas related to non-Jews touching wine, Bizman Hazeh. There are, as we mentioned in the past, three categories of wine in halacha, Bizman Hazeh. So, We're moving off from a Nazir's wine to our wine, which is relating it, Lamaisa, to something that is meaningful for us today. Says the Rambam, in Lo Sase Kuf Tzadik Dalet. So the Isser of Yayin Nesach Mamish, the Isser of wine that was poured to an Avodah Zarah, that wine is Usser de Oraisa, Usser to drink, Usser to get benefit from, if it's Mamish Yayin Nesach. That's a separate losa, say the Rabbam counts, in Kuf Tzadik Dalet. Shehiz Hiranu Milishtos Yayin Nesach. We are warned from drinking wine that was poured to Avodah Zarah. V'zeh lo babo akasav nigla bebi'ur. There isn't an explicit pasuk about this. Don't drink Yayin Nesach wine. Aval Amru b'Avodah Zarah, but it says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, based on a pasuk in Ha'azinu, Asher Chelev Zevachemu Yochelu Yishtu Yei Nesicham. So based on that pasuk, Mazevach Aser, just like Karbanos to an Avodah Zarah, Aser, Af Yayin Aser. Atal Yodei Asher Aser Hubana V'Lokan Alav. It's an Isser Daraisa. Isser Daraisa to get any benefit or drink from wine that was used for an Avodah Zarah ceremony. And the Rambam proves it, and the Ramban doesn't like it, but either way, the halacha is clear. The question is, do we count it as an Isser Daraisa or not? That is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. But Yayin Nesach Mamish is Isser Daraisa. Second category down is Stam Yenam. Stam Yenam is one step removed. It's wine that came from a non-Jew. I'm not sure. I have no idea whether it was used for an avodah zarah, whether it was not used for an avodah zarah. Who knows? Stam yenam. It's anonymous wine. So that, the Gemara says in avodah zarah on daf lamed vavim abeis, that there were gozer on that wine, mishum benoseihem, mishum chasnus, along with all the other categories of isurim. Chalav and pas and bishol and maybe shemen at one point in history, they were also, and gvina, they were also gozer on wine. Wine they specifically zeroed in on, al yena mishum benoseyan, because wine, when you want to get to know somebody, you go out for a drink. So Chazal said, we are forbidding drinks between the different religions because it could only lead, Rachman al-Islam, to intermarriage. And we see even with all these halachas, what a terrible situation we're in, Bizman Azeh, with the intermarriage and assimilation. But even with the laws, Kol Shekin, without, if we wouldn't have had some of this protection. But this is the Issa D'Oraisa. The Tosfos in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Tes, says that this is also Asur Bahana'a, Midrabanan. On a rabbinic level, if I have wine, just stam wine. Forget whether it's kosher or not. It could be totally kosher wine, right? There's no grape preservatives that I know specifically, explicitly were problematic connected to avodah zarah. But that's this is drabanan. That's stam yenam. Tosfos says on chavtes mebeis and avodah zarah, the devade ikar gzeir is a stam yenam mishum benoseinu miu lo hayu oster no so bahanoa mitam ze. Ela of the Rabbana kiyayin nesach gomur shenis nasich levde avodas kochavim shasam in a Torah mishum de damilei, they answered it. It's just like yayin nesach d'oraisa, they're stam yenam d'rabbanan. So that is category number two. Then we have category number three, which is probably the most lamaisa case that comes up in many places, and that is wine of a Jew that was touched by a non-Jew. Maga Eino Yehudi. That is the third level down, and that is Asur B'Shtia. That's the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph in Hilchas Machalos Asuros. The Rambam has the three levels. Yain Shedestasek Levo Dezara, Asur Bahana. Vashos Vimenu Kol Shu, Lokim in Atorah. Right? If you drink, you get a Hana from it on a Daraisa level. That's Yain Nesach. Then, next, Yain HaGoyim She'ein Anu Yodimim Nesnasech Olo Nesnasech, if we don't know, Hu Anikra Stam Yainam Asur Bahana, that's also Asur Bahana, Ki Yain She'nesnasech, like wine that was poured, V'davar Zem Migzera Sofrim Hu. And then Halacha Dalid, V'chol Yain She'yigabo HaGoy, if I have a bottle of wine in my house, and a non-Jewish cleaning lady just comes in and touches it, and moves it, it's Asur, I have to pour it out. Hareza Aser, Shemenisech Oso, maybe there was a Machshava when they touched it, and even if there wasn't a Machshava, that's the Halacha. Even if the reason doesn't apply, that is the Halacha, that's the third level of Yayin Yehudi. Well, Yayin Yehudi, Shenaga Bo Yisrael, Shenaga Bo Akum. What is the reason that many people aren't aware of this Halacha, or aren't as makbid about it? Because 90% of wines in most of our houses are not subject to the Isser. Why? The Gemara says, in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed, in the name of Shmuel, Yayin Mevushal, cooked wine is not subject to the Isser. There's no problem. A guy could shake up my bottle of wine, of Yayin Mevushal. He could shake it, he could pour it, he could do whatever he wants with it. As long as I see he doesn't do anything, add anything. But he can do whatever he wants with it. It's mutter. Yayin Mevushal, there's no problem. And that's why many, many wines, if somebody is a connoisseur, expert of wines, sometimes the more fancy wines are non-mevushal. So the more fancy wine drinkers one has to be more careful to make sure. But almost all the bottles, a lot of the regular bottles that we have in the stores, it says on it, mevushal. It is cooked to a very high temperature during the processing stages, and therefore there's no isser. Why isn't there an isser of yayin? Yehudi, Shenogabo Akab Bayayin Mevushal. So a couple of suggestions are given. The Rambam says there in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes, Ein Misnasek Lavodah Zarah El Yayin Sheroi Lahakar Vagabi Amizbeach. The only wine that they pour to their Avodah Zarahs are wine that we could pour on our Mizbeach. That's what they do. They copy us. They say, oh, the Jews, they pour whatever wine they give on their Mizbeach, that's the one we pour. So the Halacha, the Rambam holds, the Yayin Mevushal cannot be poured on the Mizbeach. So that is why Yayin Mevushal was never poured in their Beis Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam said, that was never included in the Gzeira of Stam Yenam. Because Stam Yenam, Uve Gazru, Al Kol Yayin, Sheigav Agai, Sheyasa Lo Gazru El Yayin, Sheharoi Lehisnasech, Lefichach Yayin Mevushal, Shel Yisrael, Shenogab Agai, Eino Aser, Umutr Lishtoso, Ima Goy, Vakos Echad. Right? Same, it doesn't matter. It's all kosecha, yayim, mavushal is not a problem. That is the shita of the Rambam. Others argue, other svar, whatever the svar is, that's the halacha. Everybody holds of it. Whatever the svar may be, it's no, some say maybe it's no longer wine. Once it was cooked, as a Rabbeinu Manoach, in Ilchus Chametzu Matzah, talking about the Dalet Kosos, that, you know, it loses its shem yayin once it is cooked very, to a hot temperature. Maybe you wouldn't even make a bari for a guffin on it, so we don't paskin that way. We don't pass it. We pass it that way enough to say that it's not called wine for yayin for stam yenam, but we don't pass it in that way in terms of the bracha of borei priya guffin. Whatever the reason is, we pass it that yayin mevushal is mutter. So that's why it's always good advice to have in one's house only yayin mevushal. What if somebody's a Rambam man? The Rambam lishitaso, as we just said, the Rambam says on the mizbeach you could only pour wine that is non mevushal. There's another Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos says you can only make kiddush on wine that can be poured on the Mizbeach. According to the Rambam, you can't use Yayin Mevushal for kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch, though, has two deyas, and the Shulchan Aruch is Meka like the other Shitas of Rishonim, that you can make kiddush on Yayin Mevushal. So if somebody has non-Jewish help in the house, let them be Meka on this Chumrah of the Rambam, and be machmir on Hilchas Stam Yenam, and Hilchas Yayin Shenoga Bo Akum. If one wants to be machpit about it, so then on Friday night, when they open up a bottle, which sometimes happens in the people who drink fancy wines, they have their non-mevushal, but they open the bottle at the meal, and they finish the bottle. They finish it. Man, before any non-Jew gets into the house, they finish the bottle, and it is not a problem. Or I know a certain Rav, who's machpit for the Rambam, that he locks it up. He puts it in a safe the whole week, under lock and key, and he takes out a cup every time, and he blocks it up again after, so if it's in a lock, so then there's no problem of the Yayin Nesach. Mevushal, there is two different dayas in the Rishonim. The Ran has two dayas, the Shulchan Aruch quotes one daya. What does it mean, mevushal? The Shulchan Aruch's language of mevushal means boiling. Boiling, resicha. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kufchav Gimel in Yoredeya, Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yayin Mevushal Shalanu, Shnaga Bo Akum, Mutter, Umeyamas Anikra Mevushal, Misha Hirtiach Al Gabi Ha'esh. When you boil it up, the Rushach adds in, and the volume is reduced. That's a little deeper. Even after once something gets boiled, so you have to wait a few seconds for the evaporation to start and to reduce the volume. So that's going to be a little hotter. The major discussion, Lamaisa, is what about pasteurization? Almost all of our wines are pasteurized. Is that enough to be called mevushal? So that is a major machlokes haposkim. Rav Shlomo Zalman is machmir. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo in Simen Chaf Hei says clearly pasteurization is not mevushal. Again, some are machpid on him, so that's why wines in Eretz Yisrael are more noted not to say mevushal, even though they might be mevushal, because of this chumrah of the Rav Shlomo Zalman, that it has to be very hot. Shlomo Zalman says, he talks about it here, befisto shel zmanenu, ashem melvacha tamlo mishtane, the taste doesn't change, gam osim otach bulo, shelo yeshum shinui betam hayayin, they do everything, bend over backwards, trying to make sure nothing changes with the wine, since Rav Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't think pasteurization works for Bishul. Okay, either way, that is a big discussion of how hot it has to be. Two of the major issues in this discussion, though, is number one, and again, this is a major machlokes, what about a non-frum Jew? What about a mumar? A heretic, what's called? What about many non-frum people? Let's say somebody's working in a restaurant. And, you know, a non-frum Jew brings you the wine. So if it's locked and sealed and double, and most of them know to give it, then you open it, fine. Or the mashgiach comes out and opens it. But what if not? So that is a major machlokas. Was this gzera only by non-Jews mamish, or was it by even a mumar? There's a beautiful article, if you want to see it. There's a sefer that came out, somebody gave me last year, the Kol Avinoam, put out by Rav Warman, much of his Divrei Torah, Rosh Yeshiva in Hank. It's a beautiful piece, a 10-page article about Yayino Shemachalal Shabbos, and he writes, he proves from many different sources how he is Mekel. He's Mako has enough Yeshvi Amalisbuch, the case that was asked to him, and then he quotes without quoting by name. He quotes a certain rabbi who came out against him, and he picked up and he said this is wrong and that's wrong and that's wrong, and he basically goes through each point and says that the person seems to just have a wanted to attack him and didn't really prove that. He says you didn't quote anybody. Meanwhile, he quoted 10 different people, and he says why are you looking for kulas? He says I'm under the impression that if you can be Mako somewhere, koach datira adif. There's no reason. Just be machmir for no reason. So, but he goes through the entire sugi here, and he says, especially based on the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, Bizman Hazeh, many of the halachas that apply in the Gemara to mumars, to heretics, don't apply Bizman Hazeh. Most of what we have today are what's called Tinok Shenishbas. It's the Gemara in Shabbos said a few daf ago, those who do the daf Yomi. Tinok Shenishbas, people, they were never shown and introduced to the beauty of the Torah. They don't have the status of a heretic, they don't have the status of an apikaris, and therefore, there are a number, not all, but a number of poskim hold that a Yain Shamumar does not, a Mumar's touching the wine of a firm Jew does not usher it. Also, a separate issue, given enough time to go through it all, what type of touch is usher? What happens if the wine is in the door of the fridge? And the non-Jew opens the fridge. So that's, without kavana, indirect, the Shulchan Aruch in the Yoredeya, Kufchav, Gimelchav, Chavdalad, goes through all these cases, direct touch versus indirect touch, kavana, not kavana, gloves don't help. Reb Moshe writes in the Tshuva, if a waiter is wearing gloves, that does not help, that's called direct touch. But it's a very lamaisa issue related to wine, and again, we got to this from one of the Isurim of a Nazir drinking wine, and today's Isur being a Nazir with the seeds of grapes, as we talk about the seeds. But next time we get into the last Isur related to a Nazir drinking wine, when we talk about the peels, maybe we'll talk about peels in terms of Arla and the Bracha. You make a Bracha if one eats edible orange peels. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit next time, and maybe even get into some Naziris questions, Bizman Hazeh. Okay, we'll stop here.